Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to introduce this new series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Amy Gladfelder is driven by curiosity to study cells, the smallest units of life. Looking at them under a microscope, she describes cells as bustling around like it's rush hour in a big city and applies that learning in her lab to help researchers better understand complex diseases like ALS. Through her work in the Department of Biology in UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, Dr. Gladfelder trains young scientists and encourages them to find their own path in making a global difference.
I'm what you would call a cell biologist, meaning I study cells, which are really the smallest unit of life. What I'm interested in is how cells organize themselves. How do all the little molecules do the work of life? They make all the reactions go. And how they are spatially arranged. How do they all end up in the right place to do their job so that the cell can keep on living? We've discovered a sort of new way that cells organize themselves. And it's through a process of condensation. These molecules come together and they coalesce or form droplets, just like dew forms droplets on grass, or you see droplets when you make a salad dressing with oil and vinegar. You get a demixing and you get these suspensions of droplets. So this is happening in all of our cells, and no one knew that until really the last 10 years, that this is a way that molecules know where to go in the cell.
Dr. Gladfelder has a unique perspective on the cells she views every day under the microscope.
If you look in a textbook at a picture of a cell, there are these things called organelles. They're little bags that have membranes around them. And between those, it usually just looks like water, right? But actually, it's packed with molecules. It's standing room only on a subway. And imagine that every single person on that subway car has a different place it needs to end up to get to just the right seat or just the right door. It's a very dense place. It's packed with molecules. And yet that's where a lot of action is in life.
Much of her work is based around studying healthy cells, which leads to recognizing diseases.
We have many, many examples of where we only understand a disease because we understand what health looks like. So in order to understand what's gone wrong in a disease, we actually really need to know what's normally going right so that we can make sure to repair that process or prevent the pathology from happening. It's now becoming clear that these molecules can also form aggregates or solid, sort of chunky structures in cells. But their normal function is in a liquidy kind of state. Reasons we don't know why, they can mature into a solid state that's toxic. And this is the basis of neurodegenerative diseases. So we have to understand, well, how do cells build them? How do they maintain them? If we're going to understand, well, what goes wrong in these diseases when they become more solid-like? This is really at the heart of what fundamental research is. We are trying to understand the complexity of the world so that we have tools that might fix the problems.
Some of Dr. Gladfelder's work involves amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, also commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
For ALS, there's a number of proteins that are involved in that, but a few have been the key suspects. Together, they have this tendency to make these beautiful emulsions, these liquid droplets that are highly dynamic. But it's thought that stresses, aging, exposure to certain environmental conditions can trigger what we call a maturation process, where these droplets slowly solidify. The nervous system is where the solidification process seems to really be prominent in disease and is a source of real interest in trying to understand how we might arrest this hardening process. So how we can keep the droplets in a fluid state so that they can be functional. So there's work being done in labs all over the world trying to identify drugs that can target this process of solidification and block it. The hope is that maybe even there'll be pharmacological ways to reverse it so that the aggregates will dissolve and go back to a liquid-like state.
Dr. Gladfelder was raised outside of Philadelphia and outdoors more than indoors, which led to her love of discovery and science.
I grew up in a fairly rural area that allowed me to spend my childhood outside. I found the scale that I enjoyed thinking at, this micron scale, this very small scale world. And I think that's part of my affinity for microscopy is the beauty of life at this scale.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.